This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم بإذن الله تعالى. This is a quick Q&A session related to the topics of number one, جنايات. Transgressions, the different types of hudud and penalties. We will also cover some questions related to foods and drink, related to the matter of inheritance, and lastly, judgeship. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, hayyakumullah. The question, jinaya ala nafs divided into how many categories? Two categories. Number one, jinaya ala nafs, by killing, you have transgressed upon the life of another. And the second category, jinaya maduna nafs, jinaya upon the limbs, jinaya upon the body, upon the organs. The person didn't die, but you have injured them. Number two, with regards to killing, what three categories do we have? Number one, amd, intentional. Number two, shibhu amd, where you intended harm, but not to kill the individual. And the third, this is khata, complete mistake. With regards to those three categories of killing, which of them has the option of qisas? The family of the deceased can ask for the life of the perpetrator. It's only in the matter of amd, intentional. As for the shibhu amd and khata, they don't have that option. Rather, they have the options of forgiving, they have the options of the blood money, they have the options of sulh, where we agree on an amount between ourselves. Is there a kafara due in intentional killing? The answer is no. Why? Because your crime is too great for a kafara to help you out in this matter. But there is a kafara when it comes to shibhu amd and khata type of killing. With regards to the hudud, how many different types of hudud do we have? We have six of them. Number one, the had of adultery, fornication, the had of zina, the had of sariqa, stealing, the had of qadh, false accusation upon a chaste individual, had of the muskir, where the individual is found guilty of alcohol consumption, had al-hiraba, highway or robbery and causing harm upon the people, and lastly, the had of apostasy, had of riddah. How many witnesses do we require to affirm the penalty of zina upon an individual to find them guilty? We require four male witnesses that they have explicitly seen the male private organ enter the female private organ. And if the individual confesses, how many times do they need to confess? They need to confess four times, one equal to every one of those testimonies. Excellent. With regards to the had of sariqa, the penalty for stealing, so somebody walks along and he finds that there is a car, the door is open, and there's some money on the seat. And so he opens the door and he took this wad of notes, $10,000. Would this be the category of sariqa? No, this would not be sariqa. Why? Because sariqa you do very quietly, nobody is watching, it's not in the open, and also you are stealing from a place of safety, a place of protection from the safe. You are stealing from some place that people have put the money, the valuables, the property, and they've kept it safe. You don't keep things safe left on your car seat. According to the madhab, what's the ruling with regards to homosexuality? Then it follows the same rules as zina. The same conditions apply and the same penalty applies. What's the penalty for stealing? We have your right hand cut off. Second time you steal, your left leg cut off. Third time you steal, then you are locked up in jail. What's the penalty for the had of sariqa? The had of sariqa we just discussed. The cutting of the right wrist and then your left leg and then jailing. What's the penalty for the had of alcohol consumption and qadh? 80 lashes, 80 lashes. As for hiraba or highway robbery, then this here carries a heavy penalty. If the individuals, they are killing and they are also stealing, then we will kill them and we will have their bodies crucified and hung up for people, two people to see. If they were not killing people, but rather they were robbing people, then we will cut off their right hand and cut off their left leg. Right hand and left leg. What if they only make people afraid? They've not killed anyone and they've not stolen anything. Then here we exile them. Jameel, mashallah. And the ruling with regards to the apostate, he is given 3 days or she is given 3 days. If they do not recant, then the death penalty is applied upon them. According to the madhab, the sahir, the one who dabbles in sihr, is this kufr? Yes, this equals kufr according to the madhab. Allahu musta'an. What if, for example, husband had an issue with the wife? He says, I've seen you talking to so-and-so. He pulls out a gun and he shoots her. He shoots her dead, Allahu musta'an. We say, number one, this was intentional killing. Number two, the heirs of this woman, they have the right to ask for qisas, to ask for your life. To ask for your life. Is there a kafara due from this husband? No, this is too major a crime. Kafara is not going to help you here. Somebody's driving his car and complete accident, he knocks into somebody and this individual passed away. What type of category of killing does this fall under? Is it amd, intentional? Is it shibhu amd or is it khata, mistake, accident, khata, mistake? Here, what is the ruling with regards to kafara? Yes, there is a kafara that applies upon the driver. And in this one here, the diya, the blood money will be paid by the aqila. Aqila is the family of the perpetrator, family of the driver. They will also bear the responsibility. But when it was intentional killing, then here only the perpetrator needs to pay up that blood money. He doesn't have the assistance of his aqila and his greater family in paying that up. Somebody is driving crazily on the road, 160 kilometers an hour, and he sees a brother crossing the road and he aims for him and he kills him. What type of killing is this? This is intentional. And can the family of the deceased ask for a life, your life, the perpetrator's life? Yes, they can do so. That's an option on the table. Somebody picked up a small stone and he threw it at brother Ahmed. He wanted to hurt Ahmed on the head or on the chest, but subhanallah, Ahmed died after being hit with that stone. What type of killing? This is amd? No. This is khata? No. This is in the middle category, which is shibhu amd. And here the diya, the blood money, is one of the options on the table. And here, because it is shibhu amd, the aqila of the perpetrator, they also assist him in paying it up. And there's also a kafara due in this circumstance. A kid picked up a gun and he shot his neighbor. What's the ruling? What type of category killing? This is khata. The amd of a kid equals khata. The intentional action of the kid equals an accident in these circumstances. The blood money would be due and the kid, no kafara upon him. He's too young to do any kafara. A Muslim, he took the life of a Christian living in the country. This is intentional killing. But do the family members of the deceased, the victim, do they have the option of asking for the life of this Muslim killer? No, that's not an option. Why? Because of the different religions in this circumstance. A Muslim cuts off the wrist, the hand of another Muslim. What is due? Well, one option is that we do the same upon the perpetrator. That's one option. The other option is that you pay half of the diya. You pay half a diya. What if by mistake at work, he chopped off the arm of this other Muslim brother? Then here, we don't have the option of doing the same upon you, but rather we move on to the matter of the diya. And because we have two hands, and so each one of them would carry half of the value of the diya. A Muslim who is not married, so is not muhsan, falls into the crime, the sin of zina, and was found guilty of this. What's the penalty? This person will be lashed 100 times and will be exiled for 1 year. Someone says that all Americans are loose and are prostitutes and are zania, etc. Is there any qadhf penalty which will be applied upon him? The answer is no, because this is too general. too general. But if it was specific to a specific individual, then the accusation of false accusation and the crime related to that and the penalty related to that can apply. Does it mean that if somebody says all Americans are zaniyat, then he goes scot-free? No, the qadi has the option of ta'zir, insha'Allah. Somebody says that, you know what, zina is permissible. Zina is not haram, zina is something which is halal. This person, whether he does it or not, irrelevant. This person now ceases to be a Muslim. This person is now a murtad. After 3 days, the death penalty would be applied upon such an individual. With regards to foods, then can one eat a duck? The answer is yes. With regards to a domestic donkey, can one eat that? No, you can't. With regards to a wild donkey, the answer is yes. The zebra, you can eat, insha'Allah. With regards to cockroaches and rats and these type of insects and animals, the answer is no, you can't. Why? Because they are mustakhbath. They are filthy. They are filthy. Some reasons that we are not allowed to eat certain foods, because they are harmful, because they are najis, because we are not allowed to kill them. Some of them we are not allowed to, because we are ordered to kill them. We are ordered to kill them. So two categories. One, that we are ordered not to kill. So how can you eat it if you're not allowed to kill it? And the other one, because we are ordered to kill them. Like for example, the rat, etc., the scorpion. Muslim is slaughtering this cow and he forgot to say Bismillah. Would this be permissible to eat? The answer is yes. Muslim is hunting and he forgot to say Bismillah. Can one eat off that dead animal? The answer is no. Jew is slaughtering this animal and he took the name of Allah and he slaughtered it according to the Islamic rites. Would it be permissible for us to consume? Yes. Why? Because the slaughterer is a Muslim or from the Ahlul Kitab. Jamil. Your Hindu neighbor, he slaughters a sheep. Can one eat of that sheep? The answer is no. Someone says that, wallahi, I will not speak to this kid here. And later on, this kid grows up and then you spoke to that individual. Is there any kafara due from you? The answer is no. Why? Because your intention was that I'm not going to speak to this kid. This kid is irritating me. This kid is too young to understand. And so now that the kid's grown up, it's a different story, insha'Allah. Someone says, wallahi, you will have supper with me tonight. Wallahi, you will have supper with me tonight. And the guy didn't have supper with you. Is there any kafara due? No kafara. Why? Because when you said the statement, you didn't intend by it a yameen. You didn't intend by it an oath. You thought that Brother Ahmed has returned back to South Africa. And so you said, wallahi, Brother Ahmed has returned back to South Africa. But you didn't know. You thought that he has returned, but he had not yet returned. Is there any kafara due? The answer is no. No kafara due from you. This was a mistake. Someone says, wallahi, if I pass my examination, then I am going to fast for Allah's sake 3 days. What type of nadhar is this? This is nadhar tabarrur. This is nadhar of ta'a. And you need to do this. You pass your exam, you need to fast those days for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put this upon yourself. Whereas if somebody says, lillahi alayya nadhar an abi'a sayyarati, that it is upon me that I sell this car of mine. Then here, this is what we say a mubah type of nadhar. This is permissible. Either you sell the car and all is good, or if you don't sell the car, you sort out a kafara. But this is different from the previous one. If I pass my exam, I will fast 3 days. There you have to do it. You have to do it because it is ta'a. It is something to do with obedience, something to do with the worship. Somebody comes to court and he claims that Brother Ahmed owes him £10,000. So he is the mudda'i, he is the one making the claim. And then we have Brother Ahmed who says, no, I do not owe anything. This is the defendant, the mudda'a alayhi. Then what would the qadi do? The qadi would request from the claimant the evidence. What evidence do you have? If he does not have any evidence, then they will turn to the mudda'a alayhi, the defendant, and they will ask him to swear by Allah that he does not owe anything. And if he does so, then the case is now dismissed. With regards to inheritance, what are some of the different heirs? You have the prescribed heirs who get a specific prescribed share, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, those six fractions. Then we have the residual. They get whatever is left over after we sorted out the fixed heirs. Jameel. Which six individuals cannot be excluded from inheritance? The father, the mother, the spouses, husband and wife, son and daughter. They cannot be excluded unless they exclude themselves. How? The father, he comes along and he kills the son. The wife, she kills her husband. Then here, you will not inherit. The qatil does not inherit from the inheritance from the estate of the maqtul. Someone passes away and leaves behind a wife. When we are working out the inheritance of the spouses, what do we look for? The presence of children. So the deceased, did they have any children? If he had, example, a son, then the wife will get a small 1/8. But if there were no children involved, the deceased had no kids, then the wife would get a bigger quarter. And with regards to the husband, then the share of the husband, if the wife passes away, is either between a big half or a small quarter. Big half if the deceased had no kids, and a small quarter if the deceased did have kids. We have two sons and one daughter. Their father has passed away. How do we distribute their inheritance? They are together on the same level, so they play the 2-to-1 game. Brothers and sisters here, the sons and the daughters, 2-to-1 game. Two shares for the one son, two shares for the other son, and one share for the daughter. Someone passes away and leaves behind a grandmother and a husband. No children involved, so the husband will get half the estate. And in this scenario here, the grandmother, she will get 1/6. She will get 1/6. What happens if we have a grandfather and a son? Grandfather will get 1/6, and the son will take the rest, inshallah. What if we have a father and a son? Then the father will get 1/6, and the son will get the rest, inshallah. What's the basic rule with regards to inheritance? That we sort out the prescribed heirs first. Once they are sorted, then like a boomerang, whatever remains, if there is any remainder, it's looking for the closest male relative, and it goes to the closest male relative. Walhamdulillah. Hayyakum Allah ya mashayikh, mashallah tabarakallah. With that, we have covered a little bit of revision in terms of judgeship, in terms of inheritance, in terms of foods and drinks, in terms of hudud, and with regards to jinayat, mashallah tabarakallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins committed in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide our sins from the eyes of the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us jannatul firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us nur in our graves. Allah مستعان. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.